I think they should be allowed to build it, followed by the hijacking of an Iranian plane right into that building and blow it to smithereens.
He was replaying your quote about flying a plane into the mosque, and
yes.
I took it in jest.
Yes.
I thought, ha ha, that's funny. I see the irony in it, or the Iran-y in it, and I thought it was funny. It got a great.
I thought
laugh.
It was too. The question was, what's your position on building this mosque near Ground Zero? And I think I've made my serious position very well known on the air. It's not a First Amendment issue, because I don't believe that government should prohibit it. It's a question of taste and propriety. And I think it's a bad idea for this New York imam to do that. And I think that people who disapprove of this have every right to voice their disapproval, and perhaps moral suasion will move him to change his mind. In any event, that's the kind of thing I can say here when I've got 5 minutes to expand on it. We had a lightning round there, and you only had 30 seconds to give your answer. And, of course, David Sirota said let them build it is perfectly fine. And I said, surprising. Peter, of course, was strongly against their building it, and that's consistent. Peter and I both agreed that burning the American flag ought to be a criminal act as well. So Peter took the same kind of tack on the mosque, which he opposed. And having heard both of them, I got to give the last 30-second response to that. And I said, no, let them build it. Then let's hijack an Iranian airliner and crash it into that mosque and blow it up. That's a little emotionalism on my part. You see, I'm capable of that, too. But, of course, that was with tongue-in-cheek, obviously.
Yeah, well, the other side sees it as
the other side
over-the-top Islamophobiasm.
Has no sense of humor.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Phobia is an irrational fear.
Yeah,
there's nothing irrational about our fear of Islamic fundamentalist terrorism. It's a very real threat, and we would be stupid not to fear it and not to do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, okay, I'm glad you liked it. I've got to take a break.